I'm so sorry, but like I was scrolling on Instagram while my mic was setting up, and like, see, yeah, my Insta. Okay, no, Instagram's a very free platform. Like, if you want to stalk somebody, feel free. But then, like, I don't really get how somebody cannot follow me, right? But then every single story I post, they must view it. Like, how can you even do that? Like, can you even turn on post notifications for somebody that you don't follow? I don't know. But sometimes I'm just so tired of seeing, like, because, like, this thing, yeah, I rarely ever check my views. Like, that's just something I don't do. Like, on Snap, I don't check my views. Like, I don't care who has viewed what. I don't care who left my private story. Like, I don't give a flying fuck because everybody's allowed to stay. You're allowed to leave. You're allowed to do what you want. I don't care. But, like, on Instagram, I barely check it, but I do check it sometimes, but, like, not that often. And then I'll just be checking it and I'll just be seeing the same person in my views at the bottom, because they don't follow me. And I'm just like, oh, bitch. Sometimes I just follow the person out of like, okay, I've been seeing you since. I might as well just follow you. Rest so you can be viewing the content that's not even content freely. But it's just annoying. Also, another rant, TikTok. So I was 17 before and I used my real age for TikTok, right? I was 17. So like my TikTok was, what do they call that thing, kind of protected in a way. But then I turned 18, and I turned 18 on TikTok too, and I wish I could go back to being 17, because just the disgusting things that I'm seeing on TikTok. I'm just like, what the actual hell? I don't even have the app. Like, I just download it like back and forth. But like, it's just so disgusting, especially the ones on Nigerian TikTok, and then they're going on lives doing some things. Bro, I just want to go back to being 17 just on TikTok. Because the things I see, I'm just like, what the actual hell? Good. Anyways, moving to the episode. So this was not even part of my planned 20 or 21 episodes for the season. But then recently, since people don't know how to mind their business, many people, like physically, I'm talking physically, not like social media or anything. Like physically, I'll see somebody and they just make comments about my body, right? And to be honest, I'm kind of desensitized to those comments simply because I'm just in a very, very different headspace when it comes to body image, confidence. Like, I'm very desensitized to the comments people make about my body, like whether it's quote unquote good, quote unquote bad. Like, I really don't care so much. I feel like it would affect me more if people made comments about my eating habits, but like my body, not quite. But I noticed that like people would make comments about my body. I don't want to say what comment they're making because it's not relevant to the story. But whatever they see, I don't see it too. And then it just made me really think about this topic. Once a fat girl, always a fat girl. Like, I think, first of all, the word fat is not bad. And I know that when someone calls you fat, most of the time they are saying it to insult you, saying it to make you feel bad about yourself. But I think that, yes, people's intent or somebody's intention may be to make you feel bad by using the word fat to describe you, because in society it's just a bad word. But I just feel like, you know, you should just try not to see it as a bad thing. It's just like stating the obvious. Like, just imagine someone is like, oh, you have black hair. Like, would you get offended? No. And like, fat is not a bad word, one. Even if it's used as a bad word in society, like, it's not a bad word. Like, there's just so many things that go into your weight and your size that being fat isn't a bad thing. And we are going to break down every single thing in this episode because I just feel like it's a very, very good conversation to have. And I feel like people that are fat currently or grew up fat, we all have this, like, we share this common kind of perception of fat, I guess, perception of our bodies, all of that. I feel like it's just like a kind of shared knowledge. Some people will, you know, lose weight and then start to diss fat people. And I'm just like, bitch, shut the fuck up. But there's so much to talk about when it comes to being fat, being healthy, knowing that health doesn't come in one size. And, you know, knowing that fat isn't bad, basically. Like, it's not bad. And we're going to break everything down in this episode. But I want to give a background to my own history with my body, body sizes, all of the gist. So, honestly, being fat is all I have known. Like, I grew up fat and it's just all I've known. And I feel like it doesn't matter what size I am. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm smaller or bigger. There's just some things that I just don't really feel comfortable doing just because, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but like, how do I put this? There's just some things that I can't really do. Doesn't even matter what size I am. Like, for example, let me give you like many examples. I don't like sitting on plastic chairs. Like, it's funny, but like, it's not funny. Like, it's funny because it's like, that's so ridiculous. But then it's not funny because it's like, I feel like we all, most of us at least, may relate to that fear. But then it's kind of ridiculous because it's just like, I get the fear, but then at the same time, it's like, no, it doesn't really make sense. But then, yeah, well, that's one of them. Sitting on plastic chairs. Oh my goodness. Sitting on somebody. Like, my brain doesn't let me do that. And then I sit on somebody and they're like, bitch, you're not even that fucking heavy. And I'm like, maybe it's because I'm like not sitting on you properly. Maybe that's why. But yeah, that too. And then even like people finding me attractive, or like taking up interest in me, like I'm talking about like in person, they like walk up to me, all of that. I'm just like, bitch, get the fuck. Why are you here? And, you know, even like when it comes to like shopping for clothing, like I shop for clothing that is like way bigger than me because I just feel scared to size down. And, you know, because I'm just like, okay, what if it doesn't fit me? All of that. And also like being very like cautious when I eat around people. I just think that those things are things that many, not all, because I can't speak for everybody, I can only speak for myself, but I know that many people do relate to this. Many fat people or people who grew up fat, even if they're not fat currently, relate to. And I think there's so much stigma against fat people, and it's like filled with so much hate. Like, I don't get why you can hate somebody for what they decide to do with their bodies or anything relating to them, something that doesn't even affect you. And I do understand to some extent when people are like, you need to lose weight for health reasons, yada, yada, yada. First of all, I do want to say that health and your body size don't really relate to each other. But there are cases where somebody that is overweight or obese, one of them. But yeah, somebody that's obese has to lose weight because maybe they need to get to a certain weight for them to get medication. Maybe the reason that they are overweight or obese, like, I don't even know what the word is, but yeah, the reason why they are obese or overweight, even if it's not really the same thing, but the reason they are is because they have a very not so healthy lifestyle, right? So they are eating things that aren't good for their health, those are like cases where, okay, maybe you not, like, not you losing weight is what's going to make you healthier, but like you changing your habits, like trying to eat more nutritious foods, all of that is what you need to make that change in your life, basically, for you to be healthier. And weight loss may come from that, and I totally get that. But I think, you know, even in those cases, like, people in society are just very hateful towards fat people, and they think that it's helpful. They think that you have to bully somebody into making changes, and that's like so stupid and really doesn't do anything. And I think that the stigma against fat people is so stupid, and it just doesn't help, because I know many people who are overweight that want to lose weight for many reasons. It doesn't even have to do with health, like just for aesthetic reasons. Like, some people just want to lose weight, and that's perfectly fine. It's not in any way fat phobic. You choose what you want to do with your body. But I think that just the stigma just makes people so reluctant to, not even to want to change, but they just feel very ashamed about it. And like, that's not how life should be. And I think it's so sad, because for me personally, I struggled with an eating disorder from 2020 all the way till now. And society, in a way, made me think my eating disorder, because like, it made the body shaving stop. And that's just insane to think about, because having an ED is terrible. I think when you're outside of it, like when you don't struggle with it, when you don't, you're not the one living with it, you're just like, oh, but like, at least you're skinny, or like, at least you're losing weight, or at least you're like, you know, exercising, you have an exercise addiction. That's so like cool, because I can't even get myself to work out. But trust me, when you're in it, first of all, it's not just restrict all through. There's gonna be binging, there's going to be overeating, there's going to be so many, there's just so much to it, and it's just terrible. I don't wish this upon anybody, and I just think that health can come in so many sizes, so many different sizes, right? I struggled with an eating disorder beginning in 2020, and around that time I lost a lot of weight. Then I didn't even know that I lost that much weight, basically. But like, I think now, like, looking back at pictures, I'm like, okay, yes, I did lose this amount of weight, but then I lost the weight, right? And that was going for a while, and then obviously the binging started, the extreme hunger started, and so I gained all the weight back, right? So gaining all the weight back, you think, okay, it ended, basically. Okay, you lost the weight, you gained it back, everything's fine. But at that point, I looked fine, but I struggled way more than I did even when I was, you know, in the phase where I lost all the weight, and it's just like pure restriction. And I think that made me realize that it had nothing to do with size. It has nothing to do with size. I have been smaller and unhealthy. I have been bigger and unhealthy. I have been smaller and healthy. I have been bigger and healthy. I think me being bigger and healthy was before my ED. Yes, maybe I wasn't eating so many nutritious foods, all of that, but I was healthy in the sense that I ate when I was hungry, stopped when I was full. I didn't really think too much about food. I just ate happily. Like, if I were to go out to eat, I would have a blast. I would have fun. And to me, that is a level of health that is very necessary. Maybe I wasn't eating the most nutritious foods. I get that. I was a child, so like, I don't even count it. Like, I don't even think it's anything that I would, you know, go back and change. That was when I was a child. So like, I'm not even talking about, oh, making changes, to get like going back in time and making changes, no. But that level of health, that level of freedom with food is something that people need to not take for granted, because once it's fucked up, it's so hard to have that level of freedom again. But yeah, I've been bigger and I was very healthy then. Yes, I wasn't, you know, eating the most nutritious foods, and I get that, but like, I was healthy in the sense that like, I was very free with food mentally, and that's like something that I wouldn't trade for anything. Like, even right now, I would not trade that for anything. But I think taking care of yourself isn't something that is restricted to only people who look a certain way. Going to work out isn't something that's restricted to only people who need to lose weight. And I think that's a stigma that people need to break in society. Like, I've had many instances where, you know, I enjoy working out, I want to work out, and then people just make remarks like, why do you even need to work out? Do you get? But it's like, everybody needs to work out. Like, I would advise every single human being on this planet to work out. And like, exercise is what you want it to be. I think people think, oh, if you're not like lifting weights, if you're not doing this and that, then you're not working out. But like, I just see it as something to make me feel good, to give me a dopamine hit. I love getting dopamine hits, bro. Like, when I go on runs and I get runner's high, shit. It just feels so freaking good. Exercise feels so freaking good. And exercise can be anything you want it to be, even if it's walking. Like, for example, if you go on the phone, on your phone, like, all the time, like, you're always on TikTok or you're always on calls, like, just be walking around as you're using your phone. That's, like, so much fun. And that is exercise. If you want to dance, listen to music, go in front of the mirror if you want, and dance, that is exercise. Like, doing fun things for yourself that you enjoy to do, that, you know, keeps your heart rate going, I guess. Is that how to word that? But, like, exercise is exercise, and you don't have to do what you see on social media, people going to the gym, like doing all these intense workouts. Like, that is what is working for them, and you have to choose what would work for you, something that you can get up and do every single day, because that's the whole point of it, trying to find something that is sustainable. And I think fat girls are taught to be very apathetic about their appearance and their health, because, you know, like, going to the gym, even if, like, people say, okay, you only should go to the gym when you need to lose weight, but those same people are, you know, they make fun of fat people when they see them trying to work out, or they just assume that, okay, everybody that is fat and is working out wants to lose weight, and that's just not the truth. But I think fat girls, or people that are on the bigger side, are taught to be very apathetic about their appearance. Like, they're not taught to do certain things because those things are seen as things that only skinny or smaller people are supposed to do, like eating healthy foods, for example, or rather than saying healthy, I'll say nutritious foods, working out, for example, going on walks, going on runs. Like, those things are fun. And when you finally understand that, like, those things aren't restricted to anybody's size, they aren't restricted to losing weight, you have so much fun with it. Like, you know that, like, it girl lifestyle on TikTok? I know when people say, they're like, ugh, that's so, like, boring. But let me tell you, even if it doesn't look picture perfect like them, those basic habits, doing skincare, exercising, however it works for you, if it's going to the gym, feel free, if it's just dancing, feel free, if it's walking, feel free, eating nutritious foods once in a while, those things give so much confidence that even if your body doesn't even change, just the way you feel and just you knowing that you are making the effort to take care of yourself gives an amount of confidence that nothing can compare to. And I think people need to understand that everybody's allowed to do whatever they want with their life, with their bodies. People can be healthy when they are bigger, and people can also be unhealthy when they are smaller. People can be healthy when they are smaller, and people can also be unhealthy when they are bigger. Like, health and size aren't entirely related. And I think that it's so interesting that it's bigger people that are more wrapped into diet culture more than the smaller people, because bigger people are the people who, unfortunately, yes, obviously, like, when you grow up bigger, everyone's telling you to lose weight, so you get, like, wrapped into diet culture. And then the all or nothing mindset is huge. And I think something that everybody needs to do is to break the all or nothing mindset. You know, like, let me kind of explain to you. So, like, in your mind, you're like, okay, I need to avoid eating this. So if you eat one, let's say you eat a slice of pizza, you're like, oh fuck, I've already messed up. Might as well eat the whole box. This is a mindset that it may not come in that form, but it's very common for many people, small, big, medium size, like everybody, not everybody, but like most people do struggle with it or have struggled with it in a point in their life. And I just think it's something that everybody needs to break, because I understand wanting to be healthy. I understand wanting to eat good. I understand wanting to not eat so much foods that aren't so nutritious. I get that. But there is restriction, and with restriction always comes binging or overeating. And restriction doesn't only have to be physical, it can also be mental. Like, yes, you are eating enough food and you're satisfied, but like you're telling yourself that you're not allowed to have this and that, and that's mental restriction, and it's still going to lead to binging. And that's what makes many people have a very bad relationship with food and have a very bad view of food. And I just need to remind people that you can never ever work against your body and succeed in the long run. Yes, you may go on this diet, and in the short run, yes, you feel good, you lose weight, but then in the long run, you're going to be miserable. That's one. Two, you're probably going to gain all the way back. Three, you're not even healthy. Even if you think being smaller is going to make you healthy, but you're not even healthy. You're not healthy mentally, you're not healthy physically either, because you're restricting food mentally and physically. And, you know, I think it goes without saying, this is a fact, you are beautiful regardless of size. That's the truth. I'm telling you that that is the truth. But health is a very, very different conversation from weight loss. And health is something that everybody, big, small, any size, should strive for. And for me, this has come earlier than many people, simply because I struggled with an eating disorder. I have so much information in my head about food, nutritional value, calories, all of that, and it's not leaving my head. Like, so I have to just make use of it. And because I'm in a journey where, not even a journey, okay, it is a journey, but like I'm in a place where, you know, I'm healthy and I'm working on getting healthier, right? And that's cool, that's fine. Just because I'm in that position does not ever give me the right to judge people who are in a very different point in their life. Like, everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to get to a point in their life where they're like, okay, I want to be more mindful about what I put into my body. I want to be more mindful about how I sleep, how I exercise, how much water I take in a day, all of that. Like, everybody's going to get to a point where they're like, okay, I actually want to be healthier. Maybe not even to lose weight, maybe just to get clear skin, maybe to just feel good. That's fine. Because I've gotten to that point, it's not give me the right to go and be like, you probably shouldn't be eating that because it's not really healthy for you. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? So like, that's the problem I have with many people in society. Like, if somebody came up to me and it's like, oh, like, what do you think is the best way to be healthy? I would give them what I know. Like, I'm not a professional, but I do have a lot of information simply from having an eating disorder for the past 3 years. Like, I'm telling you that I have so much information in my head, and I would give you information, right? Cool. But I'm not going to carry my two left legs and go and give advice that nobody asked for. And even if somebody does ask for it, like, I have to be very, very respectful, very mindful. I don't want somebody else to go and struggle. So the way I'm going to word things has to be very, 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 in a way, calculated. Yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth for sure, but like, I still have to, you know, not just say rubbish, even if it may be true. Okay, yeah, to lose weight you have to be in a calorie deficit, cool, but like, I have to be very mindful about the things that I say, because trust me, I don't want anyone to struggle with this. Like, I've struggled way too fucking long, one, way too fucking much, to ever open my mouth and say something that's going to make somebody else go down this path ever. And like, yeah, you are beautiful regardless of size, big, small, medium, you are beautiful. And let me tell you this, if you don't learn to accept that truth, there, can you hear this in the background? Why are they making noise? It's an ambulance. Jeez, I hope nothing bad has happened there. the way my mind spirals when I hear ambulances, just crazy for real. But what I'm trying to say is that if you don't accept that, when you lose weight, you're going to be faced with the same insecurity, just in a smaller body. So self-love is above all. Like, when you love yourself, you will love other people. You wouldn't be opening your mouth to make somebody hate themselves or make somebody feel bad about themselves. Like, people who do those things hate themselves. And when I look at these people, I'm just like, it's so sad to be you. And I'm so sad for you that I'm not even going to take anything that you're saying to heart. So just let me tell you that you are beautiful regardless of size. And I'm not just saying that because that's like the cliche thing to do or to say, rather. Like, I'm saying that because it's true. And when you realize that love is greater than any and everything, and you loving yourself will mean you making changes to be healthier. And health doesn't have anything to do with size. People can be very healthy, eating very nutritious foods, but they just happen to eat in a either a calorie surplus or maintenance calories. So they aren't losing weight, and that's fine, and that's amazing. And then you see those people, they have clear skin, their nails are pretty as hell, their hair healthy as shit. They just look so freaking good. That's how you know that somebody's healthy. I mean, not everybody that's healthy has clear skin and all of that, but like, you just know that somebody's healthy and eating like healthy foods and doing all of that. And that doesn't have anything to do with weight loss. But, what else do I want to talk about regarding being a fat girl and growing up fat? Now, why am I going to tell you guys this next part? Is because I am genuinely trying to prevent as many eating disorders as possible, right? I would never want somebody to struggle. And on the internet, there is so much misinformation about weight loss, the way you should be eating, how to have a healthy lifestyle. And I just wish people knew that it's not everything that you have to take. Even from the advice I'm about to give, something just wouldn't work for you. It's not everything you have to take. And the information on the internet is just so bad. And I wish somebody would have told me, babes, please don't follow that. And it's not even like, oh, I had an idea of what an eating disorder was and I was like, I don't really care as long as I'm skinny. But like, that was not the case for me. Unfortunately, I had no idea. I didn't even know what an eating disorder was. So it was very unfortunate that I, you know, consumed very, very bad information on the internet. And, you know, it just really messed up my relationship with food. And it's something that is stuck with me till today, you know? So now, if I were to lose weight in a healthy way, what would I do? Let me tell you. Now, you are allowed to do anything you want with your body. I would advise you to be careful and do things that are healthy for you in the long run. We have to focus on the long run, sister, not the short run, the long run. But you can lose weight for health reasons if you want, for aesthetic reasons if you want, just because if you want. Everybody has the right to do what they want. I just would prefer for you to do it in a very healthy way. And that's why I'm saying all these things. I'm not a doctor. I am not a nutritionist. I am an 18-year-old girl that has been struggling with an eating disorder for the past 3 years. And let me tell you, I have a lot of knowledge. I wouldn't even lie to you. But then again, I want you guys to take this very broadly because I'm not really considering people with diseases that prevent weight loss. I can't really speak on that because I don't even have any idea of that. But let me tell you what I would do if I were to lose weight healthily or in a healthy way. One, I don't recommend counting calories. Now, we all know that if you want to lose weight, you have to be in a calorie deficit, right? Cool. Fine. That's facts. The reason I don't recommend counting calories is because I am in Nigeria. Now, I won't say it's impossible to find the accurate calorie count for many Nigerian foods, especially because there are so many different ways of making it, right? And it's not impossible, but like, it's just very difficult. And to be honest, it's not something that I would tell somebody to do because we're trying to look at long run, right? This is something that you have to consider doing for the rest of your life, if you want, I guess. But like, obviously, if you want to lose weight, you are also going to want to maintain that weight, right? So I wouldn't recommend you counting calories simply because I don't think it's something that you can do for the rest of your life. And it's just so tasking. And sometimes you can just want to eat a random food combo and like you don't know the calorie count. So it's just like very mentally draining. And it's something that I did that just was very terrible for me. And my head is just full of numbers. Like, and it's just bad. Like, it's not leaving my head, you know, so I just wouldn't recommend people to do it. And also, like, people think it's impossible to eat more nutritious foods in a Nigerian household, but that's actually not true. I think for me, it's more difficult because I don't take like soups and swallows and all of that. But then you can definitely eat so many nutritious foods in a Nigerian household. Rice is not bad for you. Pasta isn't bad for you. There's no food that's bad for you, just that some foods are more nutritious and some are just less nutritious. Some are just more filling, some are less filling, and that's okay. Now, next thing that I would do, also regarding calories, people overemphasize calories, and that's not good because, you know, people are always like, oh, you're trying to eat healthy, but like the healthy oil that you're eating has more calories than the one that's considered unhealthy. Like, don't listen to that. People are so, like, hyper fixated on calories, and that's not really good. Yes, it's good to know what you're eating because, you know, you're trying to lose weight, all of that, but don't overemphasize calories. Like, it's just not helpful because some people would be like, okay, I can just eat whatever I want as long as it's within the calorie range, I guess. But that's not really good because you have to really think about how your body digests certain foods. Like, for example, if you were to have, let's say, protein, if you're eating chicken, for example, yeah, chicken may be, I don't even know how many calories in chicken. That's a lie. I know, I'm just trying not to say it. But let's just assume chicken is 500 calories. Your body burns 30% of that just trying to digest it. But then that 500 calories can also be for something else, like, I don't know. Just think of something else that's 500 calories. And then it may not have, or like 500 calories of chocolate, for example. Your body just digests the chocolate on it. Like, you get, like, it absorbs the whole thing. Like, there's no breaking down this to digest it, you get. So that's why people are advised to eat healthier and more nutritious foods rather than just focusing on, you know, calories. So that's that. Another thing I would say is no foods are weight loss foods. Like, anybody can eat a salad, and I feel like in this day and age it's embarrassing to try to lose weight. Like, let me tell you, this is something that I struggled with in ED recovery. So I get full very easily, and that's not a bad thing. It just means I have to eat more frequent meals, but just smaller, right? So whenever I would go out with people, I would really force myself to eat more than I can handle, and to just leave me feeling very sick after eating, and I'll just be very uncomfortable. Now, the reason I was doing that is because just the thought of people being like, oh, she's trying to diet, oh, she's trying to lose weight, was just too fucking embarrassing for me to handle, that I would just stuff myself, and that's just not necessary. And it's not embarrassing to try to lose weight, I would just say that. But just in this day and age, people see it as embarrassing, so people kind of avoid eating healthy in front of people because they don't want people to assume that they are trying to lose weight. But that's not a bad thing if people are trying to lose weight. But also, like, somebody eating healthy doesn't mean that they're trying to lose weight. Like, anybody can eat whatever they want, and that's fine. Nobody's going to die if anybody's eating healthy without wanting to lose weight. But also, something else you should ask yourself when you're choosing the workouts you want to do, the type of foods you want to eat. That's why I don't recommend or advise or promote any form of dieting, because you have to ask yourself, whatever you are doing to lose this weight, can you do it forever to maintain the weight? And I think every single thing that can be applied to weight loss can also be applied to just living a very healthy lifestyle. Because, yes, weight loss means being in a calorie deficit, yada, yada, yada. But I think if I were to lose weight healthily, rather than focusing on calorie deficit, I would focus on being very mindful with the way I eat and also making healthier choices. And at the end of the day, the body that you get to, the size that you get to, doing all these healthy things for yourself and for your body and really taking care of yourself is the size that you're meant to be at. So you don't have to worry about, oh, am I going to like gain the weight back? Oh, am I going to, like, you don't need to focus on that, because the body that you have is the body that you're meant to have. And that's something that people don't really want to listen to, you know, and you can still lose weight. Like, that's just what people don't want to listen to. And sometimes I'm just like, bro, like, I try to really tell people, like, please don't starve. Like, it's not good for you. Like, please don't do that. But then some people just don't want to listen. Maybe you should learn the hard way so that you would know that. I'm not even joking when I say that you shouldn't starve. But yeah, stop consuming bad information for you online. And it's like, okay, I'm also online giving you information, but like, my own information is different. But yeah, like, just ask yourself, can you do this forever? And like, for example, exercise is something I do for health reasons. I don't really see exercise as a weight loss tool. And let me tell you why. I feel like if you focus too much on exercise, it puts too much pressure on you. Because, for example, you can be very sick and not be able to work out. And then for you, since you're used to, you know, combining exercise and diet to lose weight, you're going to want to restrict and eat a lot less because you're not working out, to make up for not working out. And that's not really good. So for me, I do exercise for health reasons. And anything could happen. Like, you could be sick, you could be in a situation where you can't even walk, you can't even move. So what happens then? Everything just goes down the drain because you're like, oh fuck, I'm messed up now, I can't even work out. So I don't really see it as a weight loss tool. I think what you're eating, your nutrition, is far more important than, you know, trying to burn calories with exercise. I also think that muscle mass is very important. Bro, like, I've normalized, like, eating my meals without protein. Like, you know how people are like, so what's the protein that you're eating with? I can literally eat and not eat protein, and I think that's like normal. Muscle mass is very important because, you know, when you're thinking about health, you're thinking about, you know, when you like run up a flight of stairs and like you're just like panting, that's because you lack muscle mass. And like, it doesn't have anything to do with whether you're fat or slim. Anybody can be panting when they run up a flight of stairs or run down a flight of stairs. It just means that you don't have that much muscle mass. And I think building muscle is very important because when you get older, it helps you do many things. Like, for you to be able to walk when you're older, like, you see your grandparents, for example, they can't really do much because they don't really, you know, have a lot of muscle mass. But if you build muscle mass from a younger age, it's so good for you. But then I see all the fitness influencers, and then it's just very extreme with them. Like, they are like chugging and smoking protein powder. And like, see, each your own. If you want to do that, feel free. But I can never do that. Anything tracking, anything, I just can't. But like, muscle mass is very important. And that's why like people don't really advise you to do that much cardio, because when you do cardio, you're just like burning calories and like losing weight. And when you lose weight, you're also losing muscle. That's why like starving isn't really good for you to lose weight, because you also lose muscle. And muscle mass is very important. Like, even doing workouts, like when I'm doing push-ups, bro, my hand is so fucking weak because I don't really have that much muscle. And that's, I'm really trying to build muscle mass, and that's something that everybody should do, because it, you know, means it like adds to your health, because muscle is very important. And something else I would say for weight loss is to never eat below your BMR. So we all know BMI, body mass index. BMR is basal metabolic rate. That's the amount of calories your body burns in the day. And I feel like something that I never knew when I, you know, started, like, fuck, you know when your neck just tingles, shit, you know, you just get this shock in your neck. What the fuck, that was so painful. Shit, if I wasn't recording, I swear I started to cry. I have to be a hard guy. But yeah, something I thought when, you know, I first developed an eating disorder was that the only calories you burn is the calories you burn when you're exercising or when you're walking to get. I never knew that there was something called BMR, but BMR is how much your body burns just resting. And like, that's the amount of calories you need for your organs to function, for just like basic functions of your body. I would never advise you to eat below that, simply because when your body doesn't get enough calories in a day, it's going to reduce how much it burns in a day to match what you're giving it. So it's just not going to work for you in the long run. Just think of it as money. Like, just imagine you normally get $1,600 every month, let's just say, right? And then that's how much you also spend, right? So that's maintaining your weight, right? Cool. You're used to that. That's the routine that you're going with. Everything is fine. You're paying your bills. Cool, cool, cool. Now, let's just say you get $1,400. And then the first month, you're like, shit, that was tough. And then the next month, you're getting the same $1,400. Obviously, you're going to budget differently and make that $1,400 work. So that's just the same way it works with your body. It shouldn't be that difficult. People just make everything so fucking difficult on the internet. So I wouldn't advise you to eat below your BMR, because it's not going to work out for you. You know when people say that your metabolism would get slower? That's what's going to happen. And when you're calculating your BMR, you can do it online. Just get your weight and your height. Please try to be very accurate with your weight and your height. Don't just estimate. Don't just be like, oh, I was this weight last month, so maybe I'm this weight now. Like, just try to really get the accurate measurements. After that, just leave it, because when you're losing weight and you're also building muscle, muscle does have weight, you know? So that's why I think the BMI is so useless, because it doesn't even count whether you have fat or you have muscle. It just counts your weight. And when you step on the scale, muscle has weight, fat also has weight. So you never even know which you have in your body, do you get? So yeah, that's why I don't really advise people to check their weight. But yeah, for just you getting your BMR, just check your weight and your height and be accurate with it, and you'll be good to go. Just don't eat below your BMR. But then you also have TDEE. So like, you, me talking now, I'm using energy, so I'm burning calories. Me using my phone, I'm using energy, so I'm burning calories. Anything that uses energy is burning calories. So when it comes to TDEE, that's the one that you can now reduce to get your calorie deficit. But the BMR, I wouldn't advise you to eat below it, honestly. I just wouldn't. My personal choice. Now, next thing I would do is I would eat 3 meals a day, or at least 2. But I would prefer to eat 3, because it's just good to know that, okay, you're eating every few hours, because it does prevent you from binging, and it prevents you from getting too hungry to the point where you're just like eating anything and you don't even pay attention to your like hunger cues and all of that. So I would honestly advise you to eat 3 meals a day. Like, starving is not the flex that you think it is. And I think that starving and binging are two opposites, right? But I think that they are equally as bad. Maybe not equally, but they are both terrible. And there's no good at either side. I think society glorifies starving sometimes, but like, binging is bad for everybody. But I just don't advise any, and I don't like any, and I don't support any. So please try to eat at least 2x a day. I think it's just important for you to know that, okay, I'm eating this soon, so like, I don't need to worry about when I'm going to get my next meal. Do you get? I think people are so have a very bad perception of 3 meals a day. They just think, oh, you're going to get fat and overweight from eating 3 meals a day. But that's not true. Just eat in a way where you feel good, you're satisfied, and you're not eating till you're extremely full, because that's like not even fun. Try to taste the food. That's why I say that every food is good in moderation. Some foods, like, let's just say pizza. Okay, no, I think pizza can be a meal. Let's say something like brownies, for example. Like, brownies are a dessert. Like, dessert isn't something that you're supposed to get full off of. That's a mistake that lots of people make. They try to get full off of foods that aren't made for you to get full off of. You're just supposed to get the taste and enjoy it and just have fun with it. So I think every food is good in moderation. Some things you can get full off of, some things that you can add to, like for example, eating pizza. Sometimes pizza can really be filling. So like you can like add something on top of it to make it filling if you want, or add more protein to make it filling. But when people hear 3 meals a day, they're just like, oh no, that's just bad. Like, no, you should eat 3 meals a day. Eat in a way that satisfies you. You have energy to do the things that you need to do in a day. And that's why I say like these tips, I guess, are beneficial to everybody. Like whether you're trying to lose weight or you're even in ED recovery. Next thing I would say, weight loss teas, weight loss pills, weight loss cleanses, weight loss juices, weight loss powders. I can't even lie to you, I have never taken these things in my life. I'm scared of them. So if you want to take them, please try and see an actual doctor. You wouldn't hear it from my mouth that would ever tell you, oh, take this green something that, no, I wouldn't ever say it. But if you want to, and if you think it would help you, please go and see a doctor. This one, I'm never even going to give you advice to take it because I don't even trust it. I'm scared of it. I'm scared that somebody would tell you that you can take powder and magically something fat would leave your body. Like, sister, that, I don't know. Carbs are amazing, so please eat carbs. You need energy. Like if you want to work out, for example, or you want to do things like study, you need carbs. That is energy. Like, didn't you guys do what do you call that thing, food nutrients, what they call it? Yeah, the classes of food. Carbs are energy. Like, stop allowing people to deceive you into thinking that you shouldn't be eating carbs. Like, that doesn't even make sense. For me, at least, I eat carbs at probably every single meal. So, I don't know. And I'm fine. I'm not dying. I'm not dead. I think my heart is good. I think my blood sugar is good. I'm not dead. And I'm a living testimony. So, please, eat your carbs. Yeah, also with when I was saying some foods aren't made for you to get full off of, just taste the food. Make sure you're actually tasting the food. And when you're done, that's fine. Let me tell you, the food is not running away. You can always eat it any other time, and just that all or nothing mindset just needs to go, like really needs to go. And just telling yourself and actually being truthful, not just telling yourself to tell yourself, like knowing that if you crave something, you can have it and that's fine. So you don't need to stuff yourself with it once you get it, because you're always going to be able to, you're always going to be able to get it another time. Easier said than done, not gonna lie, but I mean, you can always try to practice it. Something else I would say is, you wouldn't die if you eat late at night. Just try to avoid it simply because you're not using energy afterwards, because you're just going to go to bed, right? So that's why I would say to avoid it. But like, if you eat very well in the day, you may not be hungry at night, do you get? So if you eat well in the day, you would be hungry at night. The only time you would be hungry at night is if you stay up late, because obviously if you're staying awake, then do you get more time awake, so you're obviously going to get hungry. And like for me, for example, it's 1 a.m and on the days that I, what do you call this thing, I record, I obviously get hungry because I'm staying up, and then I eat and I'm not going to die, honestly. But it's not all the time. I don't record every day. I don't even record, like I don't really record every week either. So yeah, you wouldn't die if you eat late at night, I promise you. The only problem I have is if I do eat late at night and I go to bed right after, I wake up with extreme stomach pain. And that's just the truth. It has nothing to do with weight loss or calories or anything that the internet is feeding me. Do you get? But yeah, calories are calories at any time of the day. So don't let anybody tell you that, oh, once you eat after 6 p.m., like, oh, everything's done. Also, relating to the all or nothing mindset, try to avoid damage control. Some people would go out to eat and they're like, oh, I've already fucked up. Might as well just do some damage control. And that's not really helping anyone, you know? Enjoy the food. Like, everybody overeats sometimes, and that's like, okay, and that's fine. And going out to eat is fun. And some days you eat, you know, more than other days, and that's absolutely fine. It's habits that make your current, you know, physique and everything, I guess. Sometimes, not all the time. Some people have diseases, all of that. But if you continuously eat out and you're eating above your calorie needs, then you will gain weight. It's made from habits, not just, oh, you ate once and then you think that's not how life works. And also, like, if you continuously eat in a deficit, then you lose weight. Not just eating in a deficit once and you expect magic to happen. Doesn't happen that way. What else would I say? Yeah, I think another thing is knowing your why. Like, why don't I eat very late at night? Because it makes my tummy hurt me. Why do I eat veggies? Because I want to have clear skin, but the skin is not clearing. What else? Why do I exercise? Because I love getting a dopamine hit and I just love the way it feels for me. Why do I eat and stop when I'm satisfied? Because food is supposed to be fun. And me eating to the point where I feel sick, especially because I do struggle with food. So yes, I will feel sick physically, but it's also going to translate to me feeling sick mentally. So that's just why I don't really like to eat past my satisfaction level. It happens sometimes and that's perfectly fine, but I just try to avoid it. And that's like the why of things. Don't just consume information blindly, you know? Is that all I would say? Yeah, just make sure you sleep well. Make sure you drink water. Sleep well because obviously you need sleep. And sometimes like you aren't even like really hungry. It's because you're sleep deprived that... Okay, not even about you being hungry, but like the things that you crave. It's because you're sleep deprived that you crave certain things. Not really because you actually want it, you know. Drink water because water is good for you. Simple. Helps you with digestion. Helps you with many things. And... just know that whatever body you have, as long as your habits are good, it's the body that you're meant to have. And it's habits that form your lifestyle, basically. And making a lifestyle change will be more rewarding than just saying, oh, I want to do this for a month and see how it is, you know. But I just feel like it's not really funny, but like it's just interesting because my brain knows exactly what to do. Like I have all this information, but my brain just like overheats. It's like I can't even use most of these information. I mean, I can in the sense that like obviously for a healthy lifestyle, but when weight loss comes into the equation, my brain just fucking spirals for real. But also there's this guy that I listened to quite recently. His name is Dr. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Dr. G-I-L-E-S. That's his first name. Then Y-E-U. I think it's Giles Yu. I don't know. But he's amazing. He gives so much truth about calories, nutrition, all of that. So, yeah, that's all I would say for weight loss. I think that the world would be a much happier place if nobody talked about anybody's body. And I see my body every day, so I know what it looks like sometimes. So you don't have to remind me, you don't have to tell me anything because I'm not blind. I have mirrors everywhere in my house, like my room mirror, my bathroom, like right in front of my bathtub mirror. There's a mirror everywhere, like the door in my house is glass mirror. Like I can see it everywhere, so you don't have to remind me, like I'm not blind. Thank you for trying to help me to see with your 2020 vision, but I'm not blind. And you're still growing. Bro, I'm 18, yeah? And randomly, I just grew like 2 inches taller. And it just kind of reminded me that I'm still growing. And if you ever lose weight, once again, don't ever like diss your old body. Like, that's if you lose weight healthily. Don't diss your old body because she didn't know any better, you get. And I think this is a journey that everybody has to go on, not weight loss, but health. Weight loss just simply is being in a calorie deficit. Like that's just a very small part of health. So it's very different for everybody. And we're all going to get to a point where we're going to be mindful of what we put into our bodies. And that doesn't mean weight loss. You know, health doesn't mean weight loss. Do not waste your life worrying about your body and what it looks like. The first time when I struggled with an eating disorder, like in the beginning stage, I thought if I lost this amount of weight, I would be able to dance better because I dance styles that are very technical. So I thought if I could lose this amount of weight, then I would feel this way and I would be so much better at dancing. But let me tell you, I wasted so much of my time. I did lose the weight. That's not even the problem there. But rather than focusing on my dancing, I was just focusing on my body. Like I would make a video of me dancing and I'll just be like criticizing my body, how my body looked, all of that. And I just wasted so much of my time worrying too much about my body. So do not waste your life's worth, your life's purpose, I guess. The purpose, English. English is not my forte. But don't waste that worrying about your body. Anybody is a dancer's body. And that's something I really learned. When I was bigger, when I was smaller, I can still dance the same. All that matters is that I'm taking my technique training seriously and I'm strength training and I am, you know, doing what I need to do to get better technique. It has nothing to do with my body, you know? And just don't waste your life thinking, oh, if I'm smaller, then I'll be able to do this. No, that's not how you should live your life in any way. It's so draining and it's not good for anybody. I don't recommend that. There's so much that you can accomplish at any single size. And if you happen to lose weight, cool. If you happen to gain weight, cool. And that's just where I am with my body currently, that I'm making the efforts to be healthy for sure. But if my body does change, because anything can happen, I can grow, my hormones can change, anything could happen. I could get on a certain type of drug that makes me gain weight. But as long as I'm being healthy, I'm good to go, you know? And I just think you have to learn about your body and trust your body. Like, that's just the truth. If you trust your body, then you are healthy. And you know, make choices for your body, then you are healthy. And I feel like I'm talking too much and the time is going to, like, it's at like an hour now, an hour and a few minutes. But just know that I'm still in the process. Like, I know it sounds like I have everything figured out, but when I tell you I don't have everything figured out, take it from me, because I do be struggling. But yeah, I do wish you the best. I think, once again, remember that your body is amazing. Just it being capable of doing so many amazing things, you are amazing. The fact that you can move from point A to point B, your body's amazing. And even if you can't even move, you're breathing, your body breaking down food, your organs working, your brain working, like so many things that your body can do. And that enough is what makes your body beautiful. So whenever I say, oh, everybody's beautiful, I don't just mean, oh, physically everybody's attractive. I think everybody is different. Everybody looks different, and that's a gift, and that's something that is beautiful in itself. But just knowing that your body is able to have so many functions is just amazing. And that is the most beautiful thing about your body. So let me tell you this. Don't let anybody make you feel bad because you're fat. So fucking what? Bitch, shake that fat ass. I think my TED talk is coming to an end very soon. But yeah, like, that's not the worst thing that can happen. Like, okay, so you're fat too. So what's going to happen? Are you going to beat me because I'm fat? Some people are not even healthy. The people that are making fun of you are not even healthy. And they're just very uncomfortable with the fact that they are smaller, but then they are not even feeling good about themselves. So why should you, that you're not even like socially acceptable, why should you be happy? But please, fuck those bitches. The fuck? Anyways, guys, I think I've talked too much. So, my laptop is about to die. That's even a big situation. And if I didn't save this thing, that I would cry. Nothing would make me stop crying. So, I have to run. Y'all, make sure you follow the pod. Make sure you read the pod. Make sure you review the pod. My laptop is going to die so freaking soon. So you'll have fun. I love every single one of you. Fat, slim, skinny. Everybody's beautiful. There's no body size that is bad. There's no body size that's unhealthy. And I wish you guys the absolute best. Please, eat good food. When you die, nobody's going to ask you, oh, did you have this, you know, waste? So please eat well. eat in a way that satisfies you. I love you guys so very much. My laptop's about to die, so I have to rush out of this place. But see you guys next time.